As you've no doubt heard already, this year marks the auspicious conjunction of two holidays that both enjoy elaborate food traditions, Thanksgiving and Hanukkah. For many people, the traditional food of Hanukkah is the latke, a potato pancake. For a lesson in how to make latkes, we turn now to freelance food writer Melissa Passanen, who usually hosts a very large Hanukkah celebration.
There are a few holidays that we make a big deal about, and I joke that it's my Jewish guilt. So I overachieve when it comes specifically to Hanukkah. And so last year we had about 60 people, and I made, with the help of a friend, over 240 latkes. You start with 2 pounds of potatoes. The recipe calls to peel them. I learned a long time ago when I was doing pounds and pounds of them, there's really no need to peel them. Just make sure they're well washed. You're basically going to shred those in the modern way, not like my grandmother used to do it by hand. So you shred those in the food processor. You take out half of those and you set them in a colander and sort of press them a little and let them drain. Then you chop one onion in the blade part of the food, you know, using the blade in the food processor. That one you do need to peel. You don't want all that papery stuff, obviously. And then you add half of the potatoes that you've shredded back in, and you pulse those relatively finely with the onion. Then you take that out and you pan mix it with the drained, still larger shreds of potato. This way you get a really good mix. You get the shreddy potato, but then you get a more mushy, hold it together potato mixed in with the onion. And then into the big bowl, cracks an egg. A pinch of kosher salt and a couple tablespoons of matzah meal, although I've actually been using potato starch for the last few years because we have some gluten-free people who usually come to our party. So I'm pouring a couple tablespoons of oil into a medium heavy-bottomed pan, but we do want it to get pretty hot. You want the latkes to go in there and really sizzle. Hanukkah, for those of you who don't know, is actually a relatively minor holiday. I think a lot of people in the Jewish community would say that it's become a bigger holiday, partly because of its proximity to Christmas. But it, as you may know, is the Festival of Lights, and every night you light an additional candle on the menorah. And related to that in terms of food, the tradition is that you eat foods that are fried in oil. So it depends what part of the world you come from. Like, I've sort of always envied the Sephardic Jews who come from sort of the Middle East and Spain because they get donuts. But for the Ashkenazic, i.e. the Eastern European Jews, which is my heritage, you get to fry potatoes up in oil, and that's pretty good too. You definitely don't want to undercook them. There's nothing worse than raw potato bits. So, you know, they're not going to burn while you're watching them. So just cook them well is my suggestion. I always make my own homemade applesauce for the latkes. And in years where it does not bump up against Thanksgiving, sometimes I even will put some cranberries into the applesauce to give it color because it's, you know, often it's that time of year, even if it's not right on top. So I'll probably do that this year. But we're going to do Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, and then we're going to do Hanukkah a couple nights later.
That's freelance food writer Melissa Passanen. Sage Van Wing produced that story.